I mentioned we would move right from the U.S. Open into the NBA. We are joined by an ESPN senior NBA insider, host of the Woj Pod, National Sports Writer of the Year, Adrian Wojnarowski is my guest. Adrian, what's going on? Good morning. How are you?
Jim, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Woj, always good to have you. I know you're busy, so why don't we jump right into it. How would you describe the relationship between Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs right now?
Well, it has changed, I don't want to say by the day, but there's been some, you know, even since the end of the season, there's been some hope that there could be a reconciliation, and then there was an opportunity, there was a window there where they were going to meet, and then came a very public trade demand at the end of the week before Greg Popovich and Kawhi Leonard had gotten to sit down and talk. And I know Greg Popovich would still like to sit down and talk with Kawhi Leonard, hear it from him, see if there's a way that they can go forward together. But right now it is in peril. I mean, that's where that relationship is. It is in peril right now.
All right, so Adrian, the issue itself, is the issue between Leonard and the organization, or is it between Leonard and Pop?
I think that Popovich for Leonard is the one, the way it's been described to me is he is the one touchstone that he still feels strongly about in the organization, that Pop is still a positive. But certainly Pop is part of, you know, there's a bigger thing that he's upset with, and obviously Pop has to be included in that. He ultimately, you know, he's the ultimate decision maker with the Spurs. I think that it goes back to the genesis of his quad injury, and even prior to that, he took his medical out of the Spurs as far back as last August, almost a year ago, and went outside the organization to work on his medical stuff. And so that created tension. And then he played just the 9 games. He had a bunch of starts and stops where he made, where they were led to believe he was going to come back. And then he didn't feel ready. And then he left the team for an extended period. And, you know, I know that he didn't love the Tony Parker public comments. And I know his, one of his family members, who's a key advisor now, didn't like Greg Popovich talking about his, you know, using the term his group, Kawhi's group, you should ask them. And so there's a lot of hard feelings, and, you know, he's got a year left on his deal. The Spurs don't have to do anything right now. They can still offer him that 5-year, $219 million Supermax contract, which they haven't offered him yet. That wasn't going to happen until they sat down and talked. And so they went through this last year with LaMarcus Aldridge, and they worked it out. They ended up signing him to an extension, but this is a different situation.
Adrian Wojnarowski is my guest. You know, when you talk about Tony Parker and the comments he made, the comments, of course, were Parker saying that his quad injury, quote, was 100 times worse than Leonard's. And you can see where Kawhi Leonard might not be happy about that. I mean, Adrian, bottom line this, and again, it's kind of tough to see exactly what's going on here, but the argument could be made that if you're an organization and you're in a position where you have to trade, possibly, an all-NBA player, something has gone really, really wrong. So did the Spurs mismanage this? Did they screw it up?
You know, there's a lot of perspectives, and certainly they have to bear responsibility for where this thing is at. And this is, you know, uncharted territory for them. They had a group that stayed together for a very long time. You know, Tim Duncan came close once to leaving in free agency to Orlando and stayed. They have to bear responsibility. And, you know, it's really hard with medical stuff to, you know, for people to take sides and know, the accusation that there was a misdiagnosis back, like, those things are hard. I'm not going to pretend to know, because I'm not a doctor. I don't play one, you know, on the internet. And so, but that's, you know, the genesis of it. And I think it's also hard because he's not a great communicator, and he's not going to always tell you what he's feeling. And they've had to spend a lot of time there drawing that out of him, trying to get him more vocal and as a leader of their team. And so that probably plays a part in it too, but they don't want to trade him, Jim. They want to keep building their team around him. He hasn't turned 27 yet. And you can get all the first-round picks in the world you want from Boston or L.A. You're almost assuredly not getting another Kawhi Leonard. They want to work this out. They want to re-sign him. They want to keep going forward with him because you may never, they'll probably never find another player like him.
Adrian Wojnarowski is my guest. You know, you reported Friday, Woj, that he was in Los Angeles and the Lakers are a desired trade destination for Kawhi. But as you pointed out just now, the Spurs don't want to trade this guy. I would imagine they really don't want to trade him to the Lakers. In fact, how reluctant would they be to send him to L.A. specifically?
Well, think back to Indiana last year when Paul George wanted to leave. And, you know, when you feel like, listen, I think every team in the league feels like the Lakers have been really aggressive in ramping up for free agency. And no one's looking to help them. And but that being said, they'll ultimately, if they do trade him, they'll do the best deal for them. They have to. That's the only smart way to do it. The Lakers have, you know, a few things that would interest any team, Brandon Ingram. But Boston's the team that has, and Boston called on Kawhi back at the trade deadline. And I reported the other day, they'll be interested again now if he becomes available. Boston has the two great young forwards that you would love to get at one of them. They have multiple first round picks going forward. And, you know, but like any team, Boston or anybody else is going to be reluctant to trading for Kawhi Leonard if they don't think they can re-sign him. You're not going to give up Jaylen Brown and, you know, one of your really great first round picks, you know, hypothetically, if you think the guy's only going to stay for a year. But a team like Boston is also going to probably have the confidence that if we get a player like Kawhi Leonard here and let him experience the Celtics for a year and play for Brad Stevens and play with the players we have here, that he'll maybe want to stay. But it's still, Boston's not a team that needs to take risks. They don't need to roll the dice and then end up losing when the guy leaves at a year. So it'll be interesting. If Kawhi Leonard wants to play hardball and he tells everybody, guys, I'm only signing with the Lakers next year, there'll be some reluctance in trading for him. You know, Oklahoma City did with Paul George. They had no assurances he'd stay. They said, we're going to roll the dice. We're going to try to keep this guy. And you know, the Thunder made a pretty strong case to George, and they're in the mix for him.
Adrian Wojnarowski, my guest. All right, Woj, before you go, you and I could do a whole other segment on this, but let me just bring it up. What about LeBron? How do you see LeBron's decision playing out?
I just think it's the most complicated choice he's had. I think, you know, he went to, you know, Miami was a draw for him to put that team together, be there with Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, learn to be a champion. That happened. And then coming home was its own, I think, for him, pretty easy choice to sort of to kind of mend that and win a championship. He's done that. This one's more complicated, and I think the Warriors just make every decision more complicated for players because there's no place where LeBron looks and says, okay, if I just go there, we got a chance. We'll win multiple titles, or we can win a title. Like, there's no obvious place. The Lakers are still unique, and it's, if he wants to plant his flag for his post career, plant his flag in LA and Hollywood and the entertainment industry, and like that's a big part of that. And you always kind of feel with the Lakers, you can go out and recruit players there. You can get guy free agents to come, and maybe he'll, you know, he can work with the guys who could be available: Paul George, Kawhi in 2019. You could do all that in LA, but you know, in Cleveland is still like, if family is a consideration, wanting to stay and keep his kids in schools there, and they can pay him the most money, if that's important. If he wants to do that 5-year supermax, he could do that. So I just think it's a more complicated. I think there are more places available to him. You know, Houston, would he want Houston to tear up their whole roster and just bring, you know, and just roll it with him and Chris Paul and James Harden and have to get rid of a lot of other guys? Would that work? So those are all the things he's got to think about here. But I just think this is the hardest of his free agencies.
He is a senior NBA insider for ESPN. He is the host of the Woj Pod, a National Sports Writer of the Year as well, covering a lot of ground. Adrian Wojnarowski is my guest. Adrian, great to have you back. I know you're busy. Always good to have you on the show. Woj, thank you.
Thanks, Jim. You're the best. We'll talk soon.
You too, bro. Adrian Wojnarowski. All right, so that's something. When I was in the basement last week, man, there was part of me that wanted to bust out so badly to start talking about these things. Kawhi Leonard, you know, what do you do if you're San Antonio? Do you trade him? Is there any way? And when they ran into trouble with LaMarcus Aldridge, they were able to handle that. They got that rectified. They reconciled, and they worked that out. But that's not what's going on right now. So what do you do if you're the Spurs? And if you have to trade him, do you trade him to L.A.?